This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 123, How to Improve Customer Retention, Part 2, by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan. I am your personal narrator for these amazing entrepreneurial blogs, and we bring those to you each and every day. It's kind of like an ongoing audiobook covering the very best startup advice you can find. And today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, you should probably listen to that episode first, episode 122, so that this one makes a lot more sense for you. And with that, let's continue our post from yesterday as we optimize your life. How to Improve Customer Retention, Part 2, by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. One key way that you can improve the customer experience and service within your company is by making your support team easily accessible. A great way to achieve this is by providing a live chat solution on your site or social media. This way, when your customers have an issue, there's always someone to help, and this will certainly improve your customer relationships. There are many live chat solutions available. One example is www.livechatinc.com. Live chat is a good option because it's fast. You may also want to provide a phone number that customers can use to reach out to you should they have any questions. It is important that you make both the live chat and the phone number easily visible. Don't make it hard for your customers when they want to speak to you if you want to improve customer retention rates. Aside from feeling respected, customers also value speed when it comes to customer support. After all, if your service is critical to the functioning of their business, any time wasted could also mean money lost on their side, and maybe your side too, if long support times cause them to cancel. They won't have a good customer experience if they have to wait, and this isn't what you want when you're trying to inspire loyal customers. If the current staff you have assigned to support are overwhelmed, consider allocating some more people to the support team to ensure a good customer experience for your customer base. It might sound odd, but great customer service can also be a great marketing tool. If your customers have a great experience with your support staff, there's a good chance that they'll let other people know about what happened, either by social media or word of mouth, potentially improving brand loyalty and attracting new customers. Here is an example from a Zappos customer who tweeted about their customer experience. Quote, "I received amazing customer support today from your rep, Connie L. Thank you for your approach to customer service. Your team is great." End quote. Of course, the reverse is also true. If customers have a bad experience, they'll also be vocal, and seeing negative press about your brand on social media can have a huge knock-on effect on brand loyalty and repeat purchases, along with you potentially losing a ton of potential new customers. In some cases, such as when an issue is taking a while to deal with, you, the CEO, might want to step in. A lot of loyal customers appreciate when someone high up in a company takes the time to address a long-standing issue. The third element you'll want to focus on is usability of your service and user experience in general. Luckily, you can use the customer feedback provided by previous customers in order to improve the customer experience of your business and customer satisfaction. However, if you don't have any user experience feedback from past customers to work with, hope is not lost. Ask current and loyal customers about their experience to learn what they'd like to see improved. By interacting with loyal customers in this way, you'll be able to unearth insights that might not have come to you otherwise. In addition, your loyal customers will appreciate you working on the product so that it produces a better customer experience for them. This is an awesome example of how to use current users as part of your performance indicator in order to improve customer retention rate. If you want to obtain this kind of information from customers, you can just send out an email or social media post where you're asking customers what features they like and what they'd like to see improved. Alternatively, you could speak to existing customers on the phone and get some insight from them that way. On the other hand, you might just want to watch someone use your website or service and see if they can achieve simple tasks. You can do this in person, or you can use a tool like Crazy Egg to see how people are using and moving through your site. You may even want to create something known as a feature requests form, whereby customers can provide suggestions whenever they feel like it, providing you with a useful performance indicator. Improve customer relationships. This might sound similar to what we were covering just a moment ago, but this section relates to just improving the customer relationship in general and not in relation to making the actual product better. Many tend to stop being a customer of a company or do not make a repeat purchase if they feel as though the company doesn't care about them, and this is why customer loyalty programs need to be considered. Now, we've already covered how the implementation of great customer service and acting on feedback can improve customer relationships and help to retain customers. But there are other things that you can do to make the loyal customer feel valued and as though they are not just another cog in the machine. One way that you can achieve that is by providing some perks for customers who have been with you for an extended period of time, also known as a customer loyalty program. Question if there is any way that you can reward existing customers by providing them with something extra in relation to whatever product or service your business already provides. This customer loyalty program can inspire repeat purchases and keep your customer retention rate nice and steady. Doing so can potentially lead to 54% of customers increasing the amount of business that they do with you. You can also improve customer relationships by building a sense of community. Some businesses like to host live events in order to get this done. However, if you don't have the budget for that kind of thing just yet, you can always use social media, for example, by starting up a Facebook group. You can also send existing customers a thank you note from time to time to show your appreciation that they're a customer. You don't need a huge, over-the-top customer loyalty program. Sometimes just a small note of appreciation can be enough to make loyal customers feel valued. You may also want to be more proactive in the way that you provide support to existing loyal customers. Check in on them and see how they're doing, even if they don't send you any correspondence asking for help. Taking the first step can be a great way to remind customers that you're there to help them should they need you. Conclusion. Obtaining new customers for your business is a lot harder than keeping existing ones locked in with brand loyalty. In this post, we've taken a look at the steps that you need to take if you want to keep your existing customers fixed up with repeat purchases. Your customer retention rate matters, and it's worth investing in your customer loyalty program rather than constantly pouring your efforts into nailing down new customers. We've placed a focus on how you can find out why previous loyal customers are leaving, but also what can be done with the information that you have unearthed to fix your customer retention rate and keep those customers for a lifetime. We've examined how you can keep existing customers happy using methods that don't necessarily relate to creating a better user experience. Take action on these tips and use them to improve customer retention rates in your business. There's a good chance that you'll be able to see some positive results by doing so, and that you will see a boost in brand loyalty, word-of-mouth advertising, social media marketing, and better customer relationships in general. You just listened to part two of the post titled How to Improve Customer Retention by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And that concludes Neil's post from yesterday. And something I didn't mention yesterday about him, he's also a New York Times, Los Angeles Times, USA Today, and IndieBound best-selling author. And that is for the book Hustle, The Power to Charge Your Life with Money, Meaning, and Momentum. You can find the book on Amazon. The hardcover is less than $10 at the time of this recording. And Neil's also a podcaster offering valuable advice on the show Marketing School. So you can check that out too. It's a short daily show just like this one, covering marketing each and every day. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Hope you've had a great weekend, and I will see you back here tomorrow as usual as we start the month of February, and that's where your optimal life awaits.